Yeah, Strick Change with Love Gun. Now we have some Bobby Charles.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's actions are in the spotlight on his 100th day since he took office. Tonight in Michigan, Trump's attending a rally celebrating a benchmark that is widely considered the first impression of any administration. NPR's Don Gagne is in Macomb County.
Trump has come to a county that is home to a large number of factories and design facilities for the U.S. automobile industry. As such, there is a large contingent of union auto workers here who support the president. Among them, you find strong backing for Trump's tariff policies. They believe Trump when he says tariffs will bring tens of thousands of jobs back to places like Michigan. Still, even with the focus here on tariffs, it's common to hear people lined up outside the rally cite tough immigration policies and deportations as the thing Trump has done that they're happiest with so far. Don Gagne, NPR News, Macomb County, Michigan.
However, Trump's approval ratings nationwide are dropping, underscored by fears of a recession in the wake of Trump's sweeping tariffs. Coffee production is one of the industry's jittery about tariffs. Murray Carpenter has that story.
The U.S. grows about 1% of its coffee supply in Hawaii and Puerto Rico.
The United States is the largest coffee-consuming nation in the world.
Melissa Raftery roasts more than 80,000 pounds of coffee each year at 44 North Coffee in Maine.
We can't grow enough for ourselves.
President Trump's first round of tariffs included steep import taxes on major coffee producers, Vietnam and Indonesia. He's paused the country-specific tariffs and replaced them with 10% tariffs on most imports. But the coffee industry is rattled. The National Coffee Association has requested an exemption from the tariffs, and the entire industry is waiting to see how things shake out. For NPR News, I'm Murray Carpenter.
President Trump has opened a new front in his battles with the media. Yesterday, he targeted the board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Today, the CPB sued. NPR's David Folkenflik reports a hearing was expected today.
The White House sent an email to three of the five members of the CPB board saying they had been fired and thanking them for their service. Thing is, it's not clear Trump has the power to do that. As it noted in legal filings, federal law states the CPB is not a government agency. The attempted firings are part of Trump's larger effort to strip public broadcasting of taxpayer funds. He says he'll ask Congress to pull back more than $1 billion already allocated by lawmakers for public broadcasting for the next 2 years. PBS and its member stations rely on federal funds from CPB for 15% of their revenues. For NPR member stations, it's 10% on average. NPR itself receives just 1% directly and a bit more indirectly in fees paid by stations. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR. President Trump addressed today's brief tiff with Amazon on news that the e-retail company planned to show shoppers tariff pricing. Amazon later said it would not happen. Today, Trump said he called to complain, and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, quote, did the right thing. UPS now says it plans to cut about 20,000 jobs, months after the company said it would cut the number of Amazon shipments it handles by more than half. UPS has also announced that it would close more than 70 facilities by the end of June. The only female unit to serve overseas during World War II has been recognized with a Congressional Gold Medal today, 80 years later. NPR's Rachel Treisman has details.
The 6888, as it's called, was a mostly black, all-female unit that made history by deploying to England in early 1945. Their mission was to sort through backlogs of undelivered mail for American service members. The women worked around the clock to clear some 17 million pieces of mail in just 3 months, half the expected time. After working in France, they returned home in 1946 without any public recognition for decades. Congress bestowed the award and President Biden signed the law in 2022. Only two of the 855 women lived to see this medal ceremony. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day higher. The Dow closed up 300 points, or roughly 0.75%, to end the day at 40,527. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today southeast winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. And Wednesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming west 20 in the afternoon, seas 10 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 7 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, today east winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today northeast winds 15 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon, seas 2 feet. Tonight west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers. Highs near 44. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, scattered showers. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 36. West winds 10 miles per hour. And Wednesday, scattered showers. Mainly after 4 p.m. Partly sunny, highs near 42, west winds 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There is a high tide at 3:25 a.m. at 8 feet 8 inches, a low at 10:29 a.m., a minus tide of 2 feet 4 inches, a high tide at 5:08 p.m. at 6 feet 2 inches, and a low tonight at 10:06 at 2 feet 5 inches. Your sun rose at 7:03 this morning and your sun will set at 10:15, bringing us up to 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Tina Turner will start us off here with You Can't Stop Me Loving You. After that, Steve Winwood with Freedom Overspill. And then the Grateful Dead with It Must Have Been the Roses.
Play around with my feelings, say you You ain't gonna Roses, all the ribbons Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Yeah, Flock of Seagulls is next with Iran. Not the country, it's Iran. Not I Walk, but Iran, okay? And then Journey after that with Open Arms. And then I got a surprise for you, Dubbies. Right after the Journey, the third of the set of three is for you, Dubs. I won't announce it. Everybody will know what it is.
Thank you. lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, drifted.
children not to do what I have done. Spend your life in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
Yeah, coming up next, we have Status Quo with Ice in the Sun. And then I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band. That's a big hit by the Moody Blues. And then I think it was the number one hit for 1967. It should have been. Light My Fire by the Doors.
I'm not a little boy, I'm left alone and love so many more. But when she touches me, I'm on the way, I'm underneath the floor. I like ice in the sun, I melt away. Whenever she comes, I melt away. I like ice in the sun, I melt away. I sit down in a chair and read a book as if I couldn't care. But she is in the room and I must look, I see her everywhere.
Like ice. would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
We'll have the Moody Blues take us to the top of the hour with some pieces from their In Search of the Dream album, their fourth one. Here they are.
Therefore, I am. I think.
Of course you are, my bright little star. I eat miles and miles and miles, pretty files of your forefathers' fruit. And now, to suit our great computer, your magnetic ink.
I'm more than that. I know I am. At least, I think I must be.
There you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials with smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. And keep on thinking free.
Thank you. gently sighing as the evening slips away. If only you knew what's inside of me now, you wouldn't want to know me somehow. But you will love me tonight. We alone will be alright.
It's true.